on the Bottomless Mimosas podcast. I've got a little housekeeping first. Before we dive into some other things, a little housekeeping. Housekeeping is actually one of my favorite bits to do.
Of all time.
Yeah, because you take care of all of the various... chores that go along with doing the show.
This is Kevin saying, I don't know if it's coming.
So, here is the idea here on the Bottomless Mimosas. We're trying to build a community, and the idea is you come to our forum, our...
very widely respected.
Yes. Highly regarded.
Forum.
Yeah, the Alcoholic Forum, and you join us in getting shit-faced on a Sunday morning. Because the best way to kick hangover is always just to continue drinking.
Absolutely.
So, we're going to have Robert uncork the official first bottle of mimosa.
Well,
champagne.
Just to preface this here.
With Andre. Andre.
And just to preface this here, Kevin thought it'd be funny when we uncorked it. So...
God, this, I don't want to look at this because it makes me, I feel like it makes my face look so fat.
So here we go. Oh man, bear with everyone here.
you gonna get that off?
You
gonna get that off anytime soon? Because I'm really would like to start drinking. Like, I'm in a lot of pain.
Yeah, Kevin just ran a half marathon.
So, right. No need to gloat for me. But did run the half marathon, the AMC half. It was very fun.
I slept till 10.
So, here's what happened during the half marathon. I'll share with you some of the stories. So I'm coming across the finish line after 13 miles of half marathoning. And this was probably the most embarrassing part, but so as I'm finishing up, I did the thing where, because you were a runner in high school, right?
Like, oh yeah, I was.
You did the, are you done over there?
No,
or what?
Just keep telling the damn story.
So I did the thing where you see the finish line and you jet, and I'm actually wearing the medal right now, but you jet for the finish line because you're so excited that that you're finally done. So I'm humping it. I'm sprinting down to the finish line.
I feel like I'm going to break something in her head.
No. So you're supposed to kind of do the thing where you flick it.
Like, do I twist it?
No, you just...
just do it. I'm a beer guy, guys.
So I'm doing the thing where I see the finish line, and I'm sprinting down to it. And,
There we go.
Baby.
Well, I can have an orange juice,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, you make some while I tell it happen. And, I don't know if this ever happened to you, but when you are sprinting really, really super hard, you get dizzy. Do you, like, have you ever?
Oh,
ever
yeah.
So I got dizzy, and I literally face planted, like, I did. I fucking fell down and face planted right before I crossed the finish line as I was PRing, too.
That is fantastic.
As I was setting my personal record on 13 miles. That wasn't the only thing that happened, though. Around mile 8, I actually shit my pants.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
By the way, you're telling millions of
No, I actually shit my pants because, I don't know why, but when you're jogging, at least for me, I lose control of the bowels. I don't know why.
I don't know if that's a normal
It's like
thing,
everything
but...
gets shaken up. Everything gets really shaken up.
I'm not sure if that's something
and
that
so,
usually happens.
Yeah, and so I was having a gastro phenomenon going on. This is one massive... I'm going to be tanked by the end of my story even. And so I felt something coming on, and I thought it was just kind of a... you know, just I was gonna pass gas.
Right. Oh.
So I kind of try to hold it back as much as I can because I was already pretty freaking smelly from the sweating.
Sure, yeah.
And everything. Cheers.
Cheers. To the inaugural podcast.
The inaugural podcast, and I was already pretty sweaty, and so I was holding it back, and then I like, all right, I'm just gonna sneak. I'm gonna do a Waikiki sneaky between the cheeky
mm-hmm.
on this fart, and I decided I was gonna let it out, and literally, like, just a piece of shit, like,
oh.
comes out I'm running.
I gotta tell you, as the veteran runner that I am, though albeit retired at this point.
Why did you retire?
Just lazy. If you want me to be perfectly honest with you.
That's the worst excuse I've heard.
What can I say? But anyways, no, but I'm back at the gym. You know, I'm working
yes,
on it.
Yes, you are humping away at the gym. You're doing well. So, but what? Veteran runner what?
Veteran
what
runner.
Advice
so, you know, I'm like Bruce Jenner, you know. I was a superstar, and then I just decided to start a reality TV show.
Bruce Jenner.
You know, the Kardashian dude?
You're not like Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner's an asshole.
And Olympic medal holder, but anyhow. So that is delicious.
I know, this is really good. So much fucking booze in there. Dude, this is great.
But, and by the way, this is your opportunity to go and just crack open one of those mimosas. Unless you're in your car, listen to this on a Wednesday afternoon.
Right.
Then we don't advise it. But, anyhow, so, when you're a runner, there's two things.
Yeah.
The sprint to the finish, like you had.
Yes, always, you... It doesn't matter. My aunt always told me, run the finish.
You must finish strong.
If you don't run the finish, it kind of like, it's like everything didn't matter.
Exactly.
It kind of like didn't matter at right. all if you didn't run the finish.
Well,
so.
But the thing is, you know, you mentioned how you just ate shit, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, no, I totally face-planted. And it was the thing where everyone was like, you did so good. You look great.
I know, right?
Which I don't like when people tell you that you look great while you're running in a race because... I know, I look like crap, and I have that, like, far-off distant stare. I'm just like, God, kill me. Like, please, just give me a heart attack and put me out of my misery.
Well,
so I don't look good, like...
Well, I mean, the thing, though, is that...
I don't look particularly wonderful.
The thing is that typically, you know, when you're on that sprint, that final sprint, there is just... You are Superman. There is just nothing that can stop you.
Unless you trip or get
unless
dizzy.
You trip, yeah. Right. Or the worst, also, is when someone comes up right from behind you. And, like, because I was a cross-country runner, so, you know, we had, like, races and stuff. And, you know, if someone's actually trying to beat you out, you know, whereas in a marathon, it's like, you know, most people are just casual, kind of just trying to finish, you know.
I'm not competing age bracket.
The Kenyans are trying to win the car. But but for us average Joes, you know.
I was never surprised that Kenyans were the strongest runners in the world because... Like, when you're constantly worrying about, like, being beheaded, like, you're gonna move pretty quick. Like, you're gonna be able to move, like, with some agility.
Oh, great political start to our podcast
here. I'm just saying, I was never surprised. Yeah. I was like,
well,
it makes sense.
Yeah, well, what I was gonna say, I mean, is, you know, when you're on that final stretch, like, you are Superman. There's just nothing that can stop you.
Right.
Granted, you're really actually only going, like, 10 miles an hour, but...
10? Who's going 10? I mean, like, to go 4, like... So that's number one.
Number two is when you have to shit your pants, unless you actually shit your pants like my friend Kevin here did, you can't run anymore. You just
have to stop.
You just have to stop. Because you can hold.
You're giving me advice now.
Yes,
on my
you can hold
on my shit capades.
Yes, you can hold a number one. A number two, that's just it's work stoppage.
Work stoppage. I never have to pee because I think mostly because I'm just sweating so much.
Yeah.
But definitely the number two has come on multiple times. Always during the race, like
you gotta cut back on the goo.
I don't do the goo. I don't know the goo.
You gotta cut back on the goo.
Actually, the first race I ever did, the first half marathon I ever did, I hadn't been training with any sort of, like, no water. I didn't bring any water, like, when I was training.
Right.
Because I'm under this philosophy, it's like a really delusional philosophy, mainly, that, like, the next water stop is never close enough, so why even bother training with water?
That's not
like,
good.
No, I know, it's horrible. It's like a terrible, terrible practice. So I don't train with water just because I like to convince myself that I can do it without water. And then the water stops come up fast enough. And like,
right.
No. But anyhow, I don't train with water and I didn't like try any of the. They have those special snacks that have like super caffeine.
Right.
You know, the goo and the like the blocks and stuff like that. And I didn't try those. So the first half marathon I ever did, I go and they're giving out goo. and all those blocks, I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna try all this. Well, I had, like, a sugar mess going on in my stomach.
Oh, boy.
And, like, I had to throw up at that race. Like, apparently I've never been able to make it through a race without some sort of, like, projectile from one orifice or the other.
You know, I'm gonna have to work on that one with you, because that's...
You're going to have to work on my projectile from all orifices. Yeah.
I'm not cleaning up after you.
All orifices of the body during my running. We're going to have... So, yes, I digress. Finished the half marathon this morning. Been really finishing.
Check out his medal, guys.
It's finishing. It's all, yeah, here the...
That's a large medal.
The AFC half... Oh, shit. Like, this is hard to tell which way you're supposed to go in the camera there. The AFC half, it was actually pretty... There was one part, because every race has one part where... I don't know, like, have you ever done anything besides, like, a 5K, or did you do a half?
No, we were the 5Ks. I have not done... I want to do a half, but...
You never did, like, a Beta Breaker Hill or anything?
No.
While you were in San Francisco?
No. I would love to do the Beta Breakers, but I can tell you, I would not be running the Beta Breakers.
Why?
I would be drinking.
Drinking the Beta Breaker. They do a run every year, though.
Right, if you're...
What hill is it again in San Francisco?
I don't...
There's all... It's,
well,
the,
Beta
the one hill.
Around the city, but... if you guys don't know what Beta Breaker is, so I'm from San Francisco, in case you didn't know. But basically, there's... If you're not familiar with the Beta Breakers, it's just this shit show of a run in San Francisco. It's like, uniquely San Francisco, where literally...
It's like 7 miles, right?
Yeah, it's not a long race or anything, but it's just, people just get, there are obviously some people who run it, but some people just, they will literally have floats so that they can hide their beer kegs in the float at, like, 7 in the morning, and just...
Do you drink, like, every mile, or what happens? Or is it just a big, booze fest?
I really think it's two camps. They've actually cracked down a lot in the recent future,
future. Are you tarred?
In the recent past.
Yeah, they've cracked down on the...
They've cracked down a little bit on the public intoxication.
That's so like San Francisco to ruin the fun.
Well, you know, they do what they can. You know, they still let nudity go on in the gay parade and everything.
God. When I went to the gay parade this year, our gay parade... Oh, I'm having trouble. My legs hurt. God. Okay, better. Our gay parade, I didn't see too much nudity, which was kind of unfortunate. I was looking forward to it. I was promised a lot of nudity, and then to not have it be delivered was somewhat upsetting.
I mean, it's still a little bit, you know, it's still much more conservative in these parts. So, you know,
we have right-wing gays.
A little bit.
Right-wing
gays. We're broadcast from San Diego, by the way, for you guys listening over in London.
Right-wing gays.
But,
is the name of my new band.
the Beta Breakers, though, I've always wanted to do it. I think I'm going to end up doing it at one point. But, like, yeah, people will just build floats. There's all these costumes. It's a lot of fun. But there really are two camps. There's the camp that's actually trying to run.
Right.
And then there's
the
camp
ones
that
are, like, out
just,
there to qualify for.
And then there's the camp that's going backwards.
Right. People are so drunk, they're, like, stumbling back and forth across. They leave the course and come back.
Exactly.
During the race today, Ombac, you know who Ombac is. They're the guys that put on the over-the-line tournament here in San Diego. Well, Ombac was down there at, like, mile 10 or something. And I love these guys. They're out there. All of them are, like, hammer drunk at 9 in the morning, 8 or 9 in the morning. And they just have water guns, like super soakers. They're just spraying all the runners that are going by. Some of them have hoses. And then they have, like, all their hot wives walking around with trays of cheeseburgers. Like, cheeseburgers cut into fourths.
Oh, yeah. That is so funny.
No, and like, I got so excited, I totally grabbed, like, a full cheeseburger and ate it, like...
That's why you fell on your face.
Yeah, no, that's why I feel like I actually gained weight, like, doing this run. I ate, like, a whole cheeseburger.
That is why you shit your pants.
It was so... But it was so delicious and so yummy. So, all right.
I'm not knocking you on that.
All right, let's get into some other things. We're going to, at some point, have a review of, because that's the whole idea here, is a review of a local restaurant in San Diego that does breakfast.
We're starting honest. We're doing our own mimosas today.
Now, we need to set up some guidelines here. Exclusively breakfast, or are we eventually going to branch out?
You know...
Because I know that the whole mimosas thing is, like, mainly a breakfast deal. I mean, I don't know. I don't know too many people are coming home on a Friday night and like going out to a party and like popping champagne and making mimosas for everyone. Like maybe screwdrivers, but like it's mostly like a Sunday morning.
It's a Sunday morning. That's Sunday what we're morning doing on thing, Sunday morning.
Right? So I don't know how deep we want to get in terms of breakfast or non-breakfast or exclusive breakfast. Right, and we already have one. We're gonna have one review later on. Let's say 20 minutes from now.
Oh, yeah.
15-20 minutes from now.
So get your chops ready.
Yeah, yeah. Of a place, a delicious little eatery called Park House. Is it Park House Eatery?
Eatery.
Park House Eatery. In North Park.
North Park.
Slash University City, slash University Heights, slash City Heights. / Adams Avenue. It's all like the same orgy of like contrarian hipsters down there in that area, so I always get it confused. Anyhow, so Park House Eatery coming up. We'll review it. Let you know whether or not you need to go and spend your money there. and we'll go through all the various parlances of that restaurant. Couple of other things. Robert each week is going to be featuring his own segment to the Netflix pick of the week, will. Did you want to give me the Netflix pick of the week, or do you have one?
I do.
All right. Hold on. I have... So, as you ready yourself with the Netflix pick of the week, let me see if I can find my...
Let me pull it up here on Netflix, actually. We got the Apple TV.
Yeah, no, you can see it on the television, possibly.
Possibly. If we can get this up. Bear with us.
All right. So, Robert, coming up next with the Netflix pick of the week.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Oh, man. By the way, we threw out the rundown this week.
Yeah, we did. It's just like Will McAvoy. So, are you going to bring it up on the television there?
It's not coming up.
Why does your Apple TV never work?
Well, when, like, it's not. Yeah, it's Netflix.
Why does it... Well... But isn't
I hate
isn't
Apple,
isn't
so.
It synced into the Apple television?
Yes.
Is that not how it works? I mean, I don't understand how all this junk works. Anyways, I'm not very good with computers, so.
If we could find it, I have one. You know what? Screw it.
All right. So you have one.
Yes.
I do. All right. Great. Netflix pick of the week. Robert, take it away.
So this week our Netflix pick of the week is and. The fantastic part about the Netflix pick of the week is that if you already have a subscription, it's not going to cost you another dime to go see this movie.
Yeah, that's the idea. Because a lot of people do have Netflix these days. We were originally going to do like a movie review, but everyone has Netflix now. That just makes more sense.
Exactly. So the Netflix pick of the week, and this is for you guys who this is my favorite genre of movie. But the psychological thrillers, you know, the Inceptions, the Shutter Islands, the things that just take you on a mind fuck of a journey.
All right, so psychological thriller. Does Inception even qualify for that?
Oh,
I don't think it does.
That was
just like Leonardo DiCaprio being his typical like sulky, like sulky. I miss what's her name, Rose. From Titanic.
Yeah, but...
I feel like that's all that he plays.
It was a little bit different than Titanic, I mean.
I don't know about psychological thriller.
Kevin's favorite movie of all time.
I don't know if I can go there with you on psychological thriller. All right. Anyways.
Well, you don't have to.
I digress.
So...
As always.
So, the movie...
I'm going to shut up and just make myself some more booze.
So, it's directed by the same person as Inception, as well as The Dark Knight.
Christopher Reeve, right? The guy fell off the horse and broke his face?
Christopher Nolan.
All right.
Reeve. That's, you're thinking of Keanu Reeves.
No. All right. Christopher Nolan.
So, it's a bit of an older movie. It was really like his, like, not big break, but his pre-big break. You know how they have that one movie that's just excellent and no one knows about it until they have a great, you know, big box office hit.
Like Batman or
exactly.
something like
that. Exactly. Right? So, okay. It's called Memento. And go ahead and search it up on your Netflix.
Memento, huh?
Memento, yes.
Okay.
And basically, the premise of the movie is that it's this guy who suffers from short-term... Is it short? I think just every memory loss. Is what I'm
just,
having.
Just,
it's what I'm having right now.
He suffers from overall retardation,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
And
so I haven't seen this one, so this
right.
is going to be new
and I'm not,
for me.
And I'm not going to allude too much to it, only because it's really one of those things where, like, you really just have to sit down and commit to it.
You have to go in with no bias.
Exactly.
That was like, I don't think that there can ever be a good sequel, because, and the reason I say
to
that
what?
Is, to anything, I don't think that there can, no, I really, I don't think there can be a good sequel, because you kind of go into the sequels, like, when they came out with A Lost World for Jurassic Park, everyone was like, oh, well, this is gonna suck. Like, the first one was so good, you can't top the first one, this one's gonna suck. And then you go in and you see it, and it's just a self-fulfilling prophecy at that point, like, and it sucks, of course.
Although, Toy Story 3 killed it out of the water.
Yeah, okay, so there's exceptions to every
there's
rule.
Exceptions.
There's exceptions to every rule, and I actually, Toy Story 3 may actually be better than the other two.
Not may, it was.
You think?
Absolutely.
Like, can we go there and say that, like, that was... Hot, head and shoulders above.
Yes.
The other
well,
two?
I mean, okay. So you, I mean, for us, you know, it was. There certainly are situational factors that made it the best too. Because
well, yeah,
we were coming right out of high school.
The fact that we literally had graduated like a week before I saw the movie.
We were all. I mean,
was,
the guys with the
emotion.
Biggest balls and the biggest biceps were just bawling their eyes out during this movie. It was a good one.
There was something very touching about the whole like. He goes and gives the toys
oh, absolutely.
To the little girl. There's also something a little, like, statutory about it.
Yeah.
But, I was okay with it. You know, it kind of turned me on. A little, got me a little hard in the seat. Andy, I was always a little, you know, like, fleeting gay thoughts about Andy.
I don't know if maybe Buzz.
and Buzz. You get the two of them in a room together and
yeah.
really...
But,
it's gonna be a fast.
But back to back
okay,
to
right.
Back
so
to, by the way, if
anyway,
you,
there can't be
the
good
other premise of this show is not only drunkenness but also just complete off topic thoughts.
Well, that's how I roll. That's,
yeah.
That's how I do my my.
Did they
my
not
stuff.
Tell you to silence your phone before the show?
Shut up.
Jesus Christ!
All right, you tell us more. About
There's a woman with a avocado face mask calling him right now.
You tell us more about the movie there.
So, yeah, so basically he goes through these series of events.
Who does it star?
You know, I don't even know the actor.
Oh, is it one of the, are they, like, low-budget people?
I really think so, because it's...
People that nobody cares about.
What you'll see, what it basically is that, without giving the story away, it's essentially this guy...
Which means he's going to give the story away.
Well, no,
away.
This guy should... Apologies, my dear. But... No, it's this guy who's just really kind of trying to replay what's going on, and he's not really sure because he has the memory loss.
Right.
And it's really just one scene playing out over and over and over again. But bits of it going back and forth. And you know,
is it one of those things where it comes from, like, a different perspective every
a little
time?
Bit, a little bit, yeah.
And so then...
And there's... Oh no, that's right. Because there's a black and white part, and then there's a color part.
Oh, boy.
And basically what happens
Lord,
is...
Lord knows I have a bad history with films.
What happens is the black and white, or the... Well, I forget which one, but one of them is going forward in time, and one of them is going backward in time. So, you're having to piece this all together. So, you know, it's a lot of fun if you're into the stuff that really takes you on a ride. But if you're more about the you know, like, the super bad, then may not be your type deal.
So, okay, so the same scene, playing out over and over again over
yes.
the movie. The movie's called Memento. Does he have a memento? Like, does he have something
yes,
that
yes.
helps
it
him remember?
It's a photo.
This sounds just like Inception, like...
Which I love it, because Inception's my favorite movie ever.
All right, so Memento... And honest, so this is the scale for movies, from $0 to, I think the most, what's the most expensive movie you've
no,
seen?
No, actually, it's about, probably about $13.
$13.50 I've seen at a movie theater
yeah.
before. And that's not even counting the, you know they have those ones now with the recliners?
Oh, yeah.
And I can't get in those because...
Cinépolis.
Yes. you. Cinepoli.
I've never been there, so.
I can't go to those just because the second I sit down in a recliner in a dark room, like, to watch a movie, I fall asleep. And I'm like, why did I spend $24? I threw down hard-earned cash to go take a nap. So I can't.
I rarely fall asleep during movies, but I fell asleep during one the other day. I just saw the new one, Elysium, and it was a great movie, but it started really slow.
Elysium?
Yeah.
Is that the one where they have the
thing
spaceship?
In the sky, yeah. And then, yeah.
I have a bone to pick with that movie, just from the commercials. I haven't seen it yet. I have a bone to pick with that movie. If you're going to have a society that's completely removed from planet Earth and, like, you're all the rich people,
right.
And, you know, you're up in your special spacecraft where everything's perfect and there's no disease and everyone's rich and blah, blah, where the hell would you park it so close to Earth?
Because, people are able to work their way up there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah. Yes. So,
you gotta go see the movie.
So it's a capitalistic incentive for people to get off planet Earth?
Sort of, yeah. Because, I mean, the movie has these very, very social contexts to it, you know, where it's the poor, like, all the ethnic and poor, like, groups are on Earth still.
Yeah, and they're all fighting.
Right.
The
new American dream is, it's the Elysium.
To get to Elysium.
Dream, to get up to Elysium.
So, is there no more America? Like, did we really in that horrible of a place?
Not really.
Tell me there's no more America.
It took place in LA, but I'm sure there were other parts that got messed up.
Bad LA.
I mean, the president of the perfect world, the Elysium, was French. So, yeah, right.
Wasn't it like a French chick, too?
Mm-hmm. Jane Fonda? No, is it Jane Fonda? No, what's her name?
Leave it to the stupid French.
What is that woman's name? The one that was in,
Was she in Hunger Games?
No.
Because
no.
I don't remember.
She was the
well,
one.
Well, you have, like.
The Panic Room.
You have, like, Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster Jody was Foster. The French president.
Yeah, she's a skank.
Of Elysium.
She's a dirty skank. So, why would you park the spaceship so close to Earth? If you really want to accept some of the slumming,
you know,
the slumming refuge.
The spaceship was pretty cool, I would say.
So, alright, back to ratings.
So on 0 to 13...
Zero to $13.50.
Although
are you going to rate your Netflix pick of the week? And we can, why not throw in Elysium?
Yeah, sure.
You know, for viewers like you.
I
in the words of KPBS.
So,
For
Memento, I would definitely give it an $11.
$11?
I would pay $11 for that movie.
You, really?
I mean, I loved Inception, like you said, it sounds very similar.
You won't pay $11 for a blowjob. Like, you're gonna pay $11 to go see a movie? Really?
It was a good movie.
Okay.
It's one of my Netflix
$11. I mean, I just have to trust you on these, because I haven't seen the flicks.
$11. No, Lizzie?
Make sure you don't make it like $10.98. You don't want to drop it down.
No.
Oh, like $10.53. No. $8.22. Can I talk you down? I'll like on this.
Though Elysium is going to
$11 is a lot.
Elysium is going to get a little bit lower for me.
Okay, so Memento, the movie about the guy who can't remember last time he grabbed his band.
Unlike this guy here.
$11. Elysium, the new flick starring Jodie Foster and Matt Damon in theaters now. That one is how much? On a scale, how much did you pay for it? Like,
I did pay $9.50 student discount, Hazard Center. but the theater was quite ghetto, actually. They had different armrests on every single seat. And mine were at different levels.
your armrests were...
Yeah. So it didn't work out so well.
Awesome.
But I would probably realistically pay about $7 for that one.
$6.50. That seems like a more reasonable price for you. I feel like you went a little high.
Only because
you went a little
high
on the
Memento, but, you know, because no one's gonna pay that. So.
Oh, is that why? Well, you're paying $7 a month for that one.
Right, but. But no, because my thing about the Elysium, you're getting a two-in-one on this one, by the way.
on the picks of the week here.
Yes, this is a double feature for the pick of the week. I wasn't expecting this at all.
We threw out the rundown today.
Delta's already on probation.
They are? Yes, sir. Oh. Then, as of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
Yeah, but because the Elysium, it started out a little bit slow. See, the movie was only an hour 37 minutes, which is actually a miracle for movies these days, because they're all like two
Why are they all getting longer? I don't have 3 hours to devote to a flick.
So
I got things to do.
Yeah, and I thought, by the end of the movie, I thought it was a two and a half hour movie, because the first hour seemed like an hour and a half.
Because it was so boring.
It was just
boring,
so long and
slow.
But the end was fantastic.
Of Elysium.
It was,
so you're paying for the end.
Yeah. So if you want, just skip the first hour of the movie and then just go. 37 minutes. Yeah.
All right, so we're going $11, Memento, and $6.50 a reasonable price.
By the way, since we're talking about movies in a theater, can I pick a little bone here?
Well, no.
Why?
you may not. What? Pick a bone.
Why have the previews gotten longer?
I like the long previews. I don't know why everybody bitches about them.
No, I love previews. I am a proponent of previews, but let me tell you, they have gotten a little bit too long.
I eat that shit up. I eat the previews up.
You know, because then they have the previews before the previews. I saw 3 previews before even the previews even started.
Before the previews. I saw 4 trailers before I even got to the beginning trailer. Because they make more money. There's a simple answer for that one. Like, they make more. Do you need more? Do you need more champagne over there? Alright, little outro.
We're finishing this poem.
Actually, let's blow the top off the next one, and then we will dig into some restaurant review.
Oh.
Yeah, of.
I'm excited about this one. This one is a good one.
Of the restaurant?
Oh.
Yeah, no, I liked it for sure. But let's get a little outro on the Netflix pick of the week / the. Not Netflix pick of the week. The movie review of the week.
The every
I'm gonna pour myself a little more. This is like everything. Like, what if, you know, my parents stumble upon me doing this and they see me just like getting shit faced drunk on Sunday morning? Like,
did they not think you were shit faced drunk when you were reading?
Oh, there were a couple times where I brought beer into the studio and slammed like 4 or 5 beers while we were doing a show.
He hosted a show on KCR College Radio, the FCC Radio.
Yes, the one and only. And I actually got in trouble
for bringing beer.
Yeah, because I didn't place it stealthily enough in the trash can one time. And so the general manager of KCR, which if you listen to KCR, you wouldn't think there
Anyone
was a general.
Listens.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You wouldn't think anybody listened, and you also wouldn't think there was a general manager that was keeping control of things, just because it's like such an out-of-control, like, student radio station. But anyways,
apparently, I talked to someone. Apparently, they're trying to get more organized than professionals.
Who'd you talk to? Matt?
Yeah, he works at KPBS now.
He does?
Yeah.
I love Matt. Matt, what's
the
engineer. His last name? Matthew... I forget his last name.
Kind of a little baby guy.
No, little. He's huge. The guy is 7 feet. Like, he's giant. He's such a cool dude, though. And yes, he is trying to get things more professional. Because, like, he's like me. Because for so long, our college radio station at SDSU was, They tried to go with this whole, we're an underground radio station thing, and we don't play popular music.
Which, a.k.a. means... We have 2 listeners.
Right, BS. It means BS. But he's trying to get more professional and get things more organized. And I was talking to him. In fact, last semester I said to him, I was like, why are we playing this crap music on here? Can we play some decent tunes, and then maybe people will tune in? You know, they'll listen while they're, you know, college students will listen while they're doing college student things and da da da. And he's like, oh yeah, for sure. So me and him actually sat down and we put together a brand new playlist, because we had what we call the robot DJ, but it's basically just like, it's like letting...
Well, to put in perspective of how ridiculous this station was for a while, they couldn't even play the commercials for a while.
Yeah, no. But the automation on the commercials was broken, like, and it wasn't fixed for a long time.
Like, that is hilarious.
And so we sat down and we put together a decent, you know, like 4,000 or 5,000 songs that you could go through, but there was a lot of good, popular stuff in there that, you know, kids want to listen to. Who would have thought, right?
Right.
Like, who would have thought you want college students to listen to your college radio station? So anyhow, so you actually work with him now?
Well, he works in the engineering department.
At KPBS?
He's doing big things. He's trying to do the,
No, the guy is amazing. Like, no, I'm so impressed by
him. He's trying to run the boards for the midday show.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Which is a big deal for us, because that's,
pods to push up and down.
I work at KPBS, the local PBS station at SDSU. Number one morning drive, by the way. Isn't that incredible?
It's fantastic.
Yeah. But no, they you know, big news stuff, the whole Filner pervert story, that we broke that one. So he's trying to run the boards.
How do you break the Filner pervert story? Like, do you come out with, like, pictures of his boners while he's walking up and down the office, or how does that work? Like,
I don't know. I just work in sales, so.
Like, this is that Bob Filner. Bob Filner groped another woman down at,
he's not a robot.
Down at City Hall. Yeah. Kai. I didn't vote for him, by the way.
What the fuck were we talking about?
I didn't vote for him, by the way. Oh, we were talking about what we were trying to get to before you, distracted me and was talking about my good friend Matthew over at KPBS and KCR College Radio. We want to dive into our review of a restaurant, and let me see. I probably don't, but Robert, you go ahead and explain what the restaurant is that we're reviewing this week.
All right, so we are reviewing the Park House Eatery over in North Park, as Tom mentioned. And it's really distracting talking and having sound effects go, but it's just part of the gig here, so. we were going to go over to the, it was one Sunday morning, we were drinking the night before.
Yeah, everybody was hungover. That's usually how we pick the breakfast places, is like everyone's
hungover.
That's
the best breakfasts.
Yeah, right.
And we were going to go over to the infamous, Broken Yolk. Over in Mission Valley. They have a few of them in San Diego, but they're really popular. They do huge portions, right? I've never been, actually. That was going to be my first time. But the wait was like an hour, so we're like, well, God, we're so hungry. This was afternoon by then. It was like 1 p.m. at this point.
Yeah, no, hardly breakfast.
Hardly breakfast,
anymore.
But it was Sunday, so
we didn't
so
eat
counts.
Until like 3, yeah. 3:30 that day.
Well, so what happens, like, we're just looking at places, and we go, oh, this place looks good. It was over in North Park. It wasn't too far away. So
yeah, right. Like I said, it's in the ultra contrarian, like, smorgasbord. Yeah, it's in the smorgasbord of, like,
Kevin's favorite word of all time.
Yeah, it's in the smorgasbord of horrible, like, trendy jackasses of San Diego. Anyways, it's right there, like,
which really translates.
It's right
to
in the G spot of, like, all of the horrible, trendy people in San Diego.
Which translates to great food, though.
Right, unfortunately, because then you have to go and you have to talk with horrible.
So there's actually quite a few places on this block.
There's
quite a few places on this block. We found out as we waited an hour and a half to eat.
Right, they're getting marked down points
for the
in terms of speed.
Yeah, not
because
so fast.
Every time you go to a place, Park House Eatery, name of the restaurant, just to remind you. Again,
we'll post it on our Facebook page. Go ahead and us at.
And we'll give you the address.
Yes.
That's actually good. I forgot about doing that in the housekeeping.
Facebook.com/bottomlesspodcast. You get us over there. You like our page.
It's so upsetting that we couldn't wrap up
this was a huge thing.
All the various domain names before.
Like 2 months before we even launched this project, like, we were trying to, like, get Twitter and a Facebook and all this stuff. Twitter limits the length of your name.
Twitter limits length. Gmail...
just stole it.
Yeah, Gmail was already taken.
Facebook, so. Someone took... Because I guess people like bottomlesspodcast, so they steal domain names just and hold on to them. Because
well,
none of them are actually doing
anything. Maybe they're squatting.
Anything.
People do that thing where they squat.
And then they sell them for a lot
of
money.
Yeah, and they sell them for a ton of money.
Like us
somebody,
gets
yeah,
huge,
somebody
right?
like us tards comes along and we're like, hey, we're going
right.
to do this whole shindig. Yeah.
But anyhow, so the Park House Eatery, they didn't actually have bottomless mimosas, but...
But, right, which is not necessarily a requirement. Mimosas right now is, and we're definitely going to have to talk about the rules here.
There's no rules.
No, we're going to have to, there's got to be rules. You can't just, it can't be willy-nilly. Otherwise things turn out like this. Well, I'm just saying, do we include dinner? Do we include breakfast? Like, or lunch? Obviously breakfast
is included. We're going to start out finding the best eggs and the best mimosas in the town. And then we'll go for
the best eggs?
Then maybe we'll find the best steak. No, we don't have enough money for that.
Donovan's. Donovan's is the best steak I've ever had. Anyhow, Park House Eatery. Yeah,
so we waited literally because we didn't have reservations. It's a really popular spot, and we waited probably an hour and a half. We were just out in the sun baking. I think I got sunburned.
Yeah, no, they definitely lose points on the.
And the guy taunted us. Too.
Yeah, on the speed factor, and they lose points in terms of the host and or hostess.
Because we were getting restless.
I couldn't really tell if he was a host or a hostess. Like, I couldn't tell.
North Park.
They lose points also in making me feel uncomfortable, like, because I couldn't tell the sex of this person.
But, I think it was a host, though, and he was a nice guy.
He was nice enough. He and or she or it
but.
Was an, with his jerry curl was nice enough. But they lose points in speed. The food though is tops.
Mm. Oh, so then after we wait another 45 minutes for our food to come, once we were seated.
Yeah, no, right. Speed has been covered. Lose points for speed for sure.
So I mean, we'll go into what we had. We'll start with what our friends had. So. There, we had a few things. There was a huevos rancheros.
Nobody had huevos rancheros, right?
Oh, never mind. No, it was chilaquiles.
Yeah, it was chilaquiles. It was Mexican, yeah. Different, sorry. Similar,
it's
similar,
the tortilla chips.
Vein, similar wheelhouse.
Tortilla chips, black beans, you know, very, very Mexican, you know, thing. And our Mexican friend actually got it.
Very, very beaner breakfast.
It looked a little weird because there was just a lot of things piled onto each other.
Yeah, there was a lot of beans.
It was apparently very good. I didn't try it.
Oh, yeah, we're supposed to have these up here. So yeah. We can see the Andre. The Andre.
They had the the French toast was apparently all the rage.
Somebody ordered the French toast.
Yeah, and they said it was incredible. Okay. And they said it was a Texas French toast. I don't know what that means.
There was Texas French toast. I had the, they serve everything as huge portions. Yeah, so in terms of portion size, I can't decide if I'm going to go marked up or marked down on that, because, A, I think portions are, like, way too high, out of control, insane, stupid, in this country, because who the hell needs to eat, like, a pound of hamburger, and who needs to eat?
You know that we all do.
And, no, I'm not saying I haven't, I'm definitely, like, I'm on plenty of restaurant walls in this county where I finished the pound hamburger and they took my picture, like, and it was just me looking really fat.
I remember that, Fuddruckers.
Yeah, like me just looking really fat and then like being like, yeah, I finished a pound hamburger, like I'm never getting laid.
But see, I would rather, being that we're in America, I'd rather have the large portion than the small portion.
Why?
Because I could keep them at least.
But no, you don't ever go back and eat them. Nobody does. People who
not breakfast. You can't eat
breakfast. People build these styrofoam castles in their house of all the food that they bring home, and they never eat it.
You eat your leftovers all the time.
I'm not the only person in the world that eats their leftovers.
I love leftovers.
I'm just saying. You eat your own leftovers, but you rarely do.
Well,
I
that's
see
just because I eat everything.
Rarely, A, do I see you bring something home.
That's just because I've eaten the whole damn thing.
And also, two, when you do bring something home, usually it goes bad by the time that you get in there and try to eat it. So,
but anyhow, so yeah, so we had, but the portions, they are very, very large.
Huge portions.
You got a muffin, right?
Yeah, no, I just had a muffin because I wasn't there.
What kind of muffin was it? Was like a cinnamon banana?
Cinnamon banana deliciousness. Ooh. Like,
see, we were waiting. We were just looking at the plates come out. We're like, holy, because we were starving. And we're going, holy crap, those things are huge. And we saw the muffins. And I mean, this was like, and this is kind muffins. Of the next point is, it was a $5 muffin.
Right.
But,
in a prices.
Price is not so great.
Price is high. Price is really high. At this place. Like, if you're going to go, you expect to spend at least $15.
At least.
At least $15. Well, like, if you just ordered an entree.
I'll tell you, because he went,
because, yeah. He like, you guys, muffin. You ordered.
We went the full breakfast, you know. Kevin was like, you know, I'm just going to get a little bit of a moosh-boosh. Little did you
yeah,
know,
a little,
the muffin was going to be the size of
a little moosh-boosh.
So, yeah. So, like, so the muffin was the size of Kevin's tit. And,
my tits aren't that big.
Two tits. It was a big muffin. And it was like $5, but it was delicious. I tried some of it. Really, really good.
So, chili, giant muffin, French toast, all killer options on the entree.
Right. And then, let me get to why, because this is seriously the best breakfast ever.
Alright, yeah, take it away, man.
It was
bring me to your moment there.
It was an Eggs Benedict, but it was no average Eggs Benedict. It was, because all these breakfast places are getting really, you know, pretentious and kind of yuppie, so they don't try to do these, like, really fancy things.
Yeah, no, okay, so here, you be the guest, and I'll be the waiter at the pretentious restaurant, all right? Like, give me a piece of paper, and it'll pretend to be like my, all right.
Just get the Scantron.
Yeah, all right, okay, go ahead. Yeah. Is there a pen right here? So, you know what your part is?
Yes.
All right, okay. Yeah, what?
hi, can I get the,
yeah, what do you want?
Can I get the, Eggs Benedict?
We're out of that.
What?
We're out of that.
Okay, but
do you want to know our specials or not?
What's your specials?
Okay, we got a muffin that's like $9. It's really good. You tell me to say that. It's not that good. We have, I don't know, pancakes? Do you like pancakes?
Well,
what do you want?
I might need it for a few minutes now.
What do you want?
Okay, what's...
Well, I'm not coming back for like another 25 minutes, okay? Like, you know, there's stuff happening on Instagram while I'm standing here, okay? I need to get back to my Instagram. What? What do you want?
You know what?
All right, yeah, listen, I'm just giving you the French toast. French toast. Or French toast for the thin-eyed guy. All right, what do you want? Yes?
I'll take the French toast.
French toast. Okay, right. Do you want that medium?
And
do you want that medium or rare or what? What do you want? Like, yeah, no. It's gourmet French toast, okay?
You owe me 25
It's gourmet French toast. We can do it medium rare, well done French toast. All right. Well fucking done French toast for you.
You owe me 25
Okay? Yeah. If you don't tip me in full, you can guarantee that I'm going to bitch about it later.
We'll get there on the podcast. No, but so I had Eggs Benedict. Back to the point here.
I hate the stupid, yeah. Pretentious like waiters.
Yeah, it was really good though. They had a nice focaccia bread, which is usually an English muffin on the bottom of a Benedict, and then they
focaccia bread.
And then they had just fucking killer bacon, and nothing's better than just crispy, delicious, thick bacon, which is amazing. and then they had some tomato mixture, and then. Of course, the poached eggs of the Eggs Benedict. And then here's the kicker.
Did you have... You had the Eggs Benedict, right? That was you?
Yes. Okay. And here's the kicker. Well, actually, the kicker I gotta say for last. So, on the side of that, they had mashed... You know, normally you like home fries or hash browns. Mashed potatoes.
No, the mashed potatoes, and if you go on Yelp, the mashed potatoes are raved about.
Like, the number one talked about thing. You know, they like the popular post thing, and they curate it, and they say how many people
mentioned
this.
Yeah, everyone on Yelp is
about 120 people probably mentioned mashed potatoes.
And it's all, like, dudes on... They get on Yelp and, like, yo, mashed potatoes are just so good there. Like,
yeah.
I would totally stop playing World of Warcraft for, like, 9 minutes to go get some
mashed potatoes. So mashed potatoes are the breakfast. Yeah. And then, on the Eggs Benedict, avocado hollandaise sauce.
Right.
No, that was killer. That was absolutely.
Yeah. Did you want extra avocado hollandaise or what? It's an avocado hollandaise. Okay. We don't do regular hollandaise here.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't Denny's.
It was.
No. It's not Denny's. What do you want? The avocado hollandaise or not? Do you want regular?
It was delicious.
Isn't Denny's. Okay. It's not the IHOP. This is Parkhouse Eatery. You have avocado hollandaise on your Eggs Benedict.
They weren't a restaurant. They were an eatery.
Yeah, no. This is an eatery. We are not a restaurant. It's not Denny's, all right? What do you want?
Hey, pull up the Ustream. What do you want? Viewers?
What do you want? Do you want the avocado hollandaise or not? You want extra? Fine. Extra avocado hollandaise.
But that was on. It was just
incredible. Listen, you're keeping me from my Occupy Wall Street march.
Okay? Give me more hollandaise!
I'm supposed to be at Occupy Wall Street in like 2 minutes. And I'm working late for
just
you, alright?
More
I have student loans. I'm the only person in the world that has student loans, and now I'm a waiter at Parkhouse Eatery. Avocado hollandaise extra. Okay.
That's another $5.
It's gonna be $3.50 extra.
Yeah, no, but and they also had mimosas. They had some really nice mimosas actually.
Yes. Which earns you full credit for in terms of
cheers to the mimosas,
which earns you full credit in terms of being a reliable breakfast eatery place.
Well, they had a full menu of them. I mean, they had obviously the traditional one, but did you have one or did you have something different?
I had a sangria.
Sangria.
Yeah, no, okay. I had a sangria that was
a little disappointed because I was like, we were all like in the run up to this podcast.
Did you want the raspberry sangria or what?
We were in the run up to this podcast.
Listen. My clothes are going out of style, okay? While I'm standing here, what did you decide on which mangria do you want? Which one?
It wasn't.
Which one do you want?
Yeah. No, but, so yeah, you had a sangria. That was delicious.
Sangria was good. Yeah. Mimosas, tip top. Yeah.
Mine
so overall.
Pineapple watermelon.
Overall. Sans the speed being
and
low.
And the price.
Sans the speed being low, the price being high.
Amazing food.
And the super pretentious waiters.
You couldn't make an avocado hollandaise. Not if you want it.
On a scale of 1 to...
Just be real.
No. No. On a scale of I'd rather eat from a dumpster to... And remember, this is all things considered. To the French Laundry. Ooh. You know the French Laundry is, right?
Thomas Keller.
Yeah. On a scale of I'd rather eat from a dumpster to the French Laundry, where are we going on Parkhouse Eatery?
I'm thinking it was like...
What
the fuck's the middle?
it was a hard-working 7. It was a hard-working 7.
It was a... I would give it a 7.5 only because the food is really that good. But because you have to understand, we all split the bill, and there were probably 3 or 4 of us that spent at least $25.
Yeah, and as college students, $25 is a lot to throw down.
Well, for anyone to pay $25 for the first meal of the day, that is ridiculous.
For the first meal of the day. Wait, no, God, next thing you know, we're gonna be spending $50 on fourth meal. Like, it's out of control.
It's insane.
And I'm going to have to styrofoam box it up and take it home.
You know what?
Portion sizes are out of control.
I'm committing this to you guys next week. Me and Kevin here are going to try this place where you get free mimosas.
There's a place that has free mimosas?
Yes. According to my coworker, I don't know if it's true, but we're going to try it out.
All right.
It seems like the food's decent and free mimosas. We're going to review that one next week.
What's the name of the place?
It's called Terra American Bistro.
And do you know where it is? Can you quickly Google where
El Cajon and 71st. We tried going there yesterday, but they were closed.
Okay.
I don't know why. So
next week, coming up next week on Bottomless Mimosas, the podcast, we really need to finish this whole... And I actually have one more thing that I want to share with you. So we're good. We got plenty of time. I'm just going for it. Here, you need some more.
Please.
I'm
just drinking champagne at this point.
Terracotta, what was it called? Pottery Barn. We're going to Pottery Barn next week.
Terra American Bistro.
Terra American Bistro on El Cajon and 71st.
If you want to preview it before we do, and then just go ahead and shoot us a message and see what you thought, we'll share your thoughts.
And,
but we're going to go ahead and try it out probably on Sunday morning.
Right, Sunday morning, then we'll come right here. That way all the memories are fresh.
Do you need
so, bottom, no, I have, yeah. No, no orange juice. Jeez.
Oh, boy.
No orange juice. Restaurant, that's the restaurant review of the week, and I'm actually working on getting a little intro, outro music.
We're going to have a little more structure next time.
Little intro, outro music.
This is our pilot. This is our...
The pilot. But I have something I want to share with you. Last second. I didn't put a lot of effort into this, but Let's see here. Is this... No, that's not it. But this is mainly in reference to the fact that Robert and I have been spending extra time together lately because we've been hitting the Aztec Recreation Center, formerly known as the Ark, in an effort to not be, at least for me...
Right. To burn off the mimosas.
Yeah, to burn off all the mimosas. And so I wrote... And I want to share this with you. Just remember, I didn't put a whole lot of effort into this.
You wrote some code for the show?
No, it's not code. Tick. The Ten Commandments of the Gym.
Ooh.
If you'll indulge me here. And let me see.
So that you can go work out drunk after you've eaten, drink all your mimosas.
Right. And
This is where we are. I just told you that you ate your mimosas.
Yes. You're wasted. Ten Commandments of the Gym, according to me, or God, I go by both, names. Number one.
Do we have any viewers in this?
Because I didn't tweet it out.
I did.
Oh. Number one. Thou shalt have 20 minutes to wrap it up when I walk in the door. When I get on the treadmill, I'm only doing 20 minutes. That's all my heart can take. Don't make me feel bad by running for an extra 10 minutes after I get off.
He actually does like 30. I'm the one that does
20 minutes. Wrap it up. I hate that. Like when you get on and there's a girl next to you that's like chugging hard, and then you finish up and she's still chugging hard. And it's like, wow. Now I feel like dog meat. Because I couldn't do
it's okay,
a
you're,
whole hour.
It's okay, because you're walking over to the bicep machine.
Because I couldn't do a whole hour.
You're walking over to the bicep machine, and she's doing that leg thing where she's just going like this on her phone, like 5 pounds.
That's the sign. Should that be the sign for like when our viewers see each other, they just go up to each other like, yeah. Just do this. All right, number two. Thou shalt keep... The grunting to a minimum, gentlemen. I know that 17.5-pound free weight is a challenge, but you're not Serena Williams, and this isn't Wimbledon. Number three, thou shalt give it more than 3 minutes on the Stairmaster before weighing thyself again. Takes at least 13 minutes before one begins seeing results.
13 minutes?
Well, you know how people, like, run over to the, over to the scale? Like... Oh, yeah. After doing like one set of whatever.
Yeah.
Number four. Thou shalt not sit on a machine when 'tis not in use. You're not a mother whooping crane incubating your eggs. Take a little walk and keep it loose, baby. Number five. Thou shalt never enter the sauna. Aren't 5 final destinations enough to prove that high temperature rooms with locking doors are never to be trusted?
Kevin is scared shitless.
Why wouldn't I be scared of the sauna?
It is hilarious.
What if you get locked in the sauna? We've all seen Final Destination. It's a bad idea to go in the sauna. Number 6. Thou shalt leave the gym and never return if all 8 abdominal muscles are present and accounted for. You're making the rest of us look bad. Number 7, thou shalt give thanks every day to the man who invented yoga pants. Number 8, thou shalt not stare at thyself in the mirror for more than 22 seconds. A little narcissism never hurt anybody. Just don't overdo it. Number 9, thou shalt... You like that one?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because
you stare in the mirror for like 22...
21.
No. 21.
No.
Push the limits.
Yeah, no, so you're... Because you see people there... And especially the buff dudes who, you know, try to max out. And
max out, bro.
And they will literally just between their sets will just be like.
Yeah, no, they get in the mirror and they touch themselves.
Every time.
They do this shit.
Every time.
They do this shit where they touch their shoulders, like right after they work out their shoulders, like, yeah, no, for sure, yeah. Totally, dude.
Every
yeah.
Time.
And then they
it's like
they do this shoulder line, they flex their yeah.
Their tries. Yeah.
And they're like, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's right.
And you're standing there going, yeah, you drank enough protein and creatine to get it that way.
Right, yeah, to get it nice and bubbly for you, right?
Yeah.
They just stand there and do this shit for like an hour. Yeah, no, I'm doing biceps, abs, legs, abdominals. Did I say abdominals already? Triceps, shoulders, back. You know, just maxing out today. Triceps, abs, back, shoulders, back, double back. Put extra weight on my back. I've been carrying around weight all day in my backpack. Just extra back. Today.
And then?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get laid, bro.
Yeah, no, for sure. How many are we down to?
I think we're on number 8 or 9.
Yeah, 9. 9, and this is the 10 commandments of the gym. Thou shalt always wipe down the machine thoroughly after each use. It's not that I don't like your scent, I just prefer my own. I'm about the only person in the world who follows this rule.
Yeah,
I'm extra double sweaty, so I have to. And finally, thou shalt not utter the words, do you even lift bro in any other way, oh my god, I'm drunk, in any way other than Jess, I can't even read my own writing.
This is gonna be fun.
That may be to wrap it up here. Let me see if I can find my, where is, here it is. My favorite. This is always my favorite outro. All right. Yeah. I like that shit.
Thank you,
Gary Hoey. Bottomless Mimosas, the podcast. I'm gonna put it up probably by later tonight. Go and download
YouTube.
It.
We're gonna get it
on the YouTube.
Some kind of podcast.
Come in on the Ustream. And there it is. Episode 1.
Thanks for tuning in.
Cheers.
We're gonna make it happen even bigger and better.
Bigger and better next time.
Cheers.
Keep rocking the three.